Good evening, and today let's discuss some of the most recent developments in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination. To start with, if there were any doubts about whether or not Mr. Tyler Robinson was the true gunman, the 22-year-old from Utah, well, they've pretty much been completely dispelled by DNA evidence. Here was FBI Director Kash Patel speaking exactly to this point in a recent interview.
The DNA hits from the towel that was wrapped around the firearm and the DNA on the screwdriver are positively processed for the suspect in custody.
During that same back and forth exchange, Kash Patel also described a 20-person group Discord chat as well as a note that the alleged killer had left behind, saying that they were both attempted to be destroyed, but that investigators were able to actually recover it. Take a listen.
To summarize, basically saying, the suspect wrote a note saying, I have the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and I'm going to take it. That note was written before the shooting. Evidence of its existence, we now have learned, existed before the shooting, was in the location in the suspect and partner's home. But we have since learned that the note, even though it has been destroyed, we have found forensic evidence of the note and we have confirmed what that note says because of our aggressive interview posture at the FBI.
Furthermore, as I'm sure you've already heard from various sources like social media and different news outlets, the alleged killer, Mr. Tyler Robinson, he was actually living with his romantic partner prior to the shooting, with that romantic partner being another young man transitioning into a woman, a trans person. And according to Mr. Kash Patel, that trans individual is fully cooperating with the FBI. Quote, the roommate was aghast at the slaying when speaking to investigators and shared electronic messages sent by Robinson. That's what happened? Oh my God, no. Here are all the messages, is what the roommate said. The phone messages indicated a sender listed as Tyler had mentioned that after the shooting, he had wrapped his rifle in a towel and stashed it in some bushes near Utah Valley University where the shooting occurred. Tyler also told the roommate in writing that the rifle would have to be retrieved. That back and forth exchange, by the way, was relayed to us by Spencer Cox, the governor of Utah. Now, it appears that the investigation as a whole will be going a lot further than just this one individual shooter and his boyfriend. Quote, federal and state law enforcement officials are also examining leftist groups in Utah to see whether they had knowledge of the alleged shooter's plans beforehand or if they lent material support to him afterward. One of those groups eliminated its social media profile after the shooting. Now, we'll get back to those groups in a little bit, but besides the FBI's continued investigation into the proximal events leading up to the shooting, shortly after the assassination, you had the White House issue an emergency request for $58 million additional dollars to boost security. Quote, the Trump administration is asking Congress for an extra $58 million to bolster security for the executive and judicial branches following the fatal shooting of conservative figure Charlie Kirk, according to a White House official. The request to include the extra funding in an upcoming stopgap bill comes ahead of a September 30th deadline when the current federal spending law runs out. Furthermore, when President Trump was asked by reporters whether any left-wing groups were currently under scrutiny, Trump said that investigations are already currently underway.
When you look at the agitators, you look at the scum that speaks so badly of our country, the American flag burnings all over the place, that's the left. That's not the right. We'll see. We'll be announcing. They're already under investigation. You know, they're already under major investigation. A lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left, already under investigation.
Now, regarding which specific groups Trump was alluding to here, he did not specify, but we'll actually be covering that in a later episode. However, there are perhaps two things worth noting in respect to these comments. Firstly, what Trump said during that interview, it echoed a vow that he had made shortly after Charlie Kirk's death to, as he said, track down each and every one of those who contributed to that assassination. In fact, let me just play for you that part of the clip that Trump released, I believe the day right after Charlie Kirk was murdered.
My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country.
And indeed, shortly after that video was published, you had House Republican leaders take up the mantle, and they submitted an official letter urging the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to create a special task force to investigate what they refer to as the radical left's assault on America and the rule of law. Here's part of what they wrote in their letter justifying why this special task force needs to be created. Quote, "The patterns are undeniable. We are witnessing a sustained breakdown of law and order fueled not by chance, but by anti-American ideology. Of course, we witnessed the 2024 assassination attempt on President Trump, as well as the 2017 shooting of Republican lawmakers at baseball practice, but it goes well beyond politicians and to the people themselves. We have seen targets placed on the Family Research Council and Charlie Kirk by the Southern Poverty Law Center, only to witness shootings towards each, including the tragic assassination of Charlie just this week after being placed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's notorious hate map just 3 months ago. We have seen dangerous networks like Antifa organize, fund, and deploy sophisticated terror campaigns attacking law enforcement and destroying American cities." The letter then continues to name more organizations as well as more specific incidents of violence. And then it requests the following of, again, the House leadership, Mike Johnson, the House Speaker. Quote, "I respectfully request that the House of Representatives form a select committee on the money, influence, and power behind the radical left's assault on America and the rule of law. In the wake of numerous attacks on our way of life, the destruction of the rule of law, and the murder of innocent Americans, prominent and unknown alike, we must take every step to follow the money and uncover the force behind the NGOs, donors, media, public officials, and all entities driving this coordinated attack." Essentially, it would be the 2025 equivalent of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Now, 23 members of the Republican caucus signed on to that letter, and it was sent to House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has yet to respond. So he has yet to officially respond as to whether he's going to be setting up this committee or not. And so everything we discussed is on the government side. The FBI is looking into the proximal causes of Charlie Kirk's death and building a case against Mr. Tyler Robinson, as well as any other people or groups who were directly involved with the actual murder. While on the legislative and executive sides, well, those branches are gearing up for a much broader investigation into the radical left-wing groups overall, as well as the money flows behind them all. Now, on the public side, aside from the government, you have the fact that Charlie Kirk's death seems to have ignited a real massive upsurge in Turning Point chapter requests. Here is a statement on the matter from Mr. Andrew Colvay. He is the executive producer of the Charlie Kirk Show, and he breaks down how many more requests for new chapters for Turning Point have come in after Charlie's death compared to the amount that were there beforehand, and it's wild. Quote, "I wanted to share a report from Turning Point USA. The organization has received over 32,000 inquiries in the last 48 hours to start new campus chapters. To put that in perspective, Turning Point USA currently has 900 official college chapters and around 1,200 high school chapters with a presence on 3,500 total. Charlie's vision to have a Club America chapter, our high school brand, in every high school in America, around 23,000, will come true much, much faster than he could have ever possibly imagined." That claim, by the way, for the number of requests, it's actually backed up by recent Google Trends data. As you can see with the graph up on your screen, searches for how to start a Turning Point chapter have spiked in the last week, meaning that the organization that Charlie founded, the one that really, really swung Gen Z towards the conservative side, is about to explode in popularity across the whole country. Think about it. They currently have 3,500 chapters across America. And so you can really just imagine the cultural and political impact that that organization will have when the number of chapters explodes and goes 10x in the next 1 or 2 years. And so that is where we're currently at. I'll bring you more updates as they come out. It's, of course, kind of almost a fog of war situation right now. But there is a palpable feeling that there's a real turning point about to happen for this country, and things are about to start happening very, very quickly. I'll do my best to report on those developments. And I've been considering bumping our show up to 5 days a week. As you know, if you've been a long-term watcher, our show used to be like 5 or 6 episodes per week, but I scaled it down a little bit because I was frankly tired and the news cycle was a little bit too much. But maybe now is a good time as any to ramp it back up so that we can report on everything that's going to be happening in this country in as real time as we possibly can. Let me know in the comment section if you would appreciate that, if you would actually watch, because on my end, it would be a lot of work. I'm totally willing to do it. Just let me know if that's something you're interested in down in the comment section below. And of course, whether we go bonanzas with the 5 days or 6 days a week, or we maintain what it is now at 2 or 3 days a week, I hope you subscribe nonetheless so you can get updates as they come out for this show on YouTube. And lastly, I wanted to leave you with this. Over the weekend, there was a vigil held for Charlie Kirk, and RFK Jr. came and delivered a eulogy for Charlie. And I'm going to show you a clip from his speech. And when you're listening to RFK speak, just really keep in your head that RFK Jr. lost both his father as well as his uncle to political assassination. And so when you keep that in mind, his words really do hit pretty hard. Take a listen.
I had a conversation once with Charlie where we were talking about the danger that we both faced from challenging entrenched interests. And he asked me if I was scared to die. And I said to him, there's a lot worse things than dying. And one of those... And chief among those is losing our constitutional rights and having our children raised in slavery. And I said to him at that time, I said, sometimes our only consolation is that we can die with our boots on. We can die fighting for these things. And Charlie gave his life so that the rest of us would not have to suffer those fates worse than death. Now it's our job, he's no longer there to lead us, to rush in and fill the breach and win this battle for our country, for God, and for our families. Thank you all for that.